Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Those who admire fancy words sometimes call this system of sacrifices and priesthood sacerdotal. However, the word can be misleading. It comes from two Latin words meaning priest and make holy. However, contrary to the teachings of the majority of Christendom, priests have no magical powers. They make nothing holy. Something or someone is holy when God separates them to himself for his own purposes. Now, in the Levitical system, the burnt offering was considered the highest. There were three occasions when one was offered. First, we saw back in Exodus 29, the continual burnt offering. Quote, "Now this is what you shall offer on the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations." Exodus 29, verses 38 to 42. As our lives should be, and as Christ's life ever is, this was a non-stop pleasure to God. There was also the volitional burnt offering, which we have been discussing, to be willingly given out of gratitude for the Lord's goodness. When we arrive at Numbers 28 and 29, we will see the role of the ceremonial burnt offering, given on the high and holy festivals of the nation. And yet, as the scriptures continue to unfold the truth, we discover what we may call the spiritual burnt offering. In fact, six things better than a burnt offering. Number one, obedience. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, and Hebrews 9, verse 14. Number two, humility. Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17. Three, the knowledge of God. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Four, thankfulness. Psalm 69, verses 30 to 32. Five, love for the Lord and for our neighbors. Mark 12, verses 32 and 33. And of course, there's number six, the supreme sacrifice. Psalm 40, verses 6 to 8, and Hebrews 10, 8 and 9, Christ, the fulfillment of them all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.